Tonight, another Buddha Amitabha's. This is also actually a kind of poa, but in different ways. It is called sleeping poa. And actually, the great Lord Buddha, who said that all compound things are impermanent, which means that anything that is created with a cause and condition is impermanent. Especially our life, which has the body is very essenceless, and the life is not permanent, and so everything is changing. So anyone who, as the one of the ways of the compound nature, is that end of gathering is separation. You gather from many places to a one place, but the end of the gathering is a separation. Then at the end, when the courses or whatever, it finishes, then everyone separates and goes to their respective places, so nobody remains. And the end of accumulation is exhaustion. No matter how much wealth or whatever things that you accumulate, but no matter how much you accumulate, eventually, it all exhausts. So the end of accumulation is exhaustion. And the end of the height is to fall down. No matter how high you reach in position or any status, how high and how powerful that you become, but eventually, again, it falls down. And the end of the birth is death. So anyone who is born in this universe has to end with the death. There's not a single person who was born but who did not die. So anyone who is born in this universe has to end with the death. So when we die, all our possessions, all our relatives, friends, and even this very precious body which we have right from the day that we were conceived in the mother's womb, ever since then we've been all the time together, this very precious body, and we always take care of this to be cold or too hot or too weak or too hungry or too thirsty and so on. Always that we protect this very precious body also have to leave behind. And so when our consciousness alone, just like taking a hair out of butter, if there's a hair in the butter, you only take the hair out of the butter. So like that, that when our consciousness alone have to go to an unknown destination without any helpers or the companions. So some people think that when we die, our physical body will be disposed in one way or another, and our mind is also then just disappears. But the consciousness, which is so powerful, yet it is an invisible and cannot describe in any forms or the size, cannot just disappear like that. It has to continue. So when it is continuous, then we have no confidence where we are heading and where we will be falling, and we have no guarantee, or we have no confidence, because we have no choice, we have no freedom. Wherever the winds of karma or the defilements blows, that one have to forcefully to be there. So at that very critical time, is very, very important. Just like the turning the wheel, when if the car is about to fall down, if you turn the wheel into a right direction, then again it could be saved. So like that, and so in this kind of very critical time, to change the course and not to fall into the lower realms, but to direct to the Buddha field is a special practice. So this is actually practice that is like in between the Sutrayama. This is like a joint practice between Sutrayama, and is not exclusively Vajrayana practice. It is more based on the Sutrayana practice, because it is the main source is from the Samyutta Bhattara's Arya Bhattacharya prayer. Based on that, with the feet instructions by the great Indian masters, which then came to the great Lama Sakya Pandita and his nephew, the Dongun Shogya Phagwa, through which then to practice this particular practice, which is to direct one's consciousness to the Buddha field. So now to practice this, it has, before you actually practice, of course, one has to receive the transmission from Guru to the disciples, how to do this. And so this has four parts: preparation, the main part, conclusion, and the benefit of practicing this. So the first, the preparation, is those who heard the Buddha's teachings and those who have a strong belief without any doubts, so that when we die, we don't know, and the negative deeds that we committed will cause us to fall down into the lower realms, where there are unimaginable amount of suffering. And not only in the lower realms, even in the higher realm also, though there seems appears to be like a mixture of happiness and suffering, but in reality there is no real happiness. Even the things that we consider are like happiness and joy are also in a way it is another form of suffering. And so therefore one do not wish to remain in samsara, and one wish to go to Buddha fields. There are many Buddha fields, but the other Buddha fields is not possible for the ordinary person to be born in the Buddha fields. But the Buddha Amitabha, through his special aspiration and through his special prayers, that even the ordinary persons who are still with the obscurations, defilements, if one with a strong faith, that if one prays, then one can be born in such Buddha fields. And so there are three kinds of faith: clear faith, desiring faith, and believing faith. First, the clear faith means when you hear and when you think about the great impressive qualities of the Buddha, Amitabha's, the Sukhavati Buddha field, and Buddha Amitabha himself, that it impresses us and it sort of clears our all confusion and doubts and gives us a relief. So this is called the clear faith. Desiring faith means that when you, second faith is the desiring faith, which means that when you see the great qualities of the Buddha, that you wish to obtain such quality to benefit the sentient beings. And then the believing faith means that these qualities, not just that you somebody told you to believe, but you yourself convince yourself through the careful analyzation that you yourself convinced that they are the genuine truth. And then so such a person should practice this if possible, if you have a tanga of the Sukhavati, or if not, at least a picture or the image of the Buddha Amitabha, that one should place it in a very nice way, facing to the east, because the Buddha Amitabha's Buddha Ram is in the west. So as it has faced from the west, so it's facing towards to the east. Then also one should arrange offerings, whatever offerings that one could acquire, like flowers, incense, water, food, etc., that would be nicely placed in front of this. And so since this is a sleeping power, sleeping yoga combined with the power practice, so just before sleeping, one should practice this. And there are several preparations, but the first preparation is, as always, every practice, to switch from the wrong path to the right path is taking refuge. And so, taking refuge is, of course, in actual state, it's very important, and it is necessary. Because, example, if one is going to go to an unknown destination, then the very first thing that we require is you need a guide. The guide who can show you the correct path. So our destination is liberation and enlightenment. And that destination we are not known to us. So therefore we need a guide. So we take refuge in the Buddha to be our guide, to guide throughout the liberation, throughout the path, to the liberation and enlightenment. And then to reach your destination, that one have to travel on the road by yourself. So to reach the liberation and the enlightenment, you need to practice the Dharma by your own. So the main savior is the Dharma. And so we take refuge in the Dharma as our actual path. Because through the practice of Dharma that you enrolled on the path, and which then eventually help us to reach the destination. And then now, if one is going to take a very long and hard journey, instead of traveling alone, if you have a companions, and then it is the companions that who are also heading to the same destination, will be great help. So we take refuge in the Sangha as our companions.
所以呢，我们就皈依僧宝， 以他们呢为我们的这个永伴。
And so by taking refuge in the Buddha Dharma Sangha, that we are already set on the right path. So actually in this text, the refuge, taking refuge is a long one, and it is difficult to repeat. So to make it easy, that we will make a shorter version, so which has not only the taking refuge, but also creating the enlightenment mind. And so, first that is the taking refuge, and then the second, to switch from the lower path to the higher path, is creating the enlightenment mind. Because the enlightenment mind means that everything you do, every practice you do, every energy that you have, you don't concentrate on yourself. You totally devote your time and energy for the sake of the sentient being. So for the benefit of all sentient beings, that one must attain the full enlightenment. And in order to attain enlightenment, that we resolve to meditate, do the meditation of the Buddha Amitabha. So in this way, that every practice we do is kind of dedicated for the benefit of the sentient beings. So the actual recitation of the refuge and the creation of the enlightenment mind are together, four line refuge and creation of the enlightenment mind by the great Indian master Atisha. And so with this is refuge and enlightenment mind in mind, that you repeat after me the refuge and the creation of the enlightenment mind.
Tare khansa shomen kun la khache wa yoga me nyabur chapa sangbu je be melam ji menga tan lobun zatare tan tozi tan ba sole gyu be menga tan sa je ba kun nam ji sunrab le jung wa tar nyam su lem ba te dil si jorwa me si je phen tan ba o thambo ne kya sunrab te si se sun me be yi ji gi nge be chang de gombo yo ba me tan dewa jin ji singam la thawa dan de ba dan yi che be de ba dan den be khansa gi Dejin singgwe tam, nawa thayye ki ku chimbul kangrung, siya siyab du shakbar shuksu so, cheba jinjarwa siyam, ti dundu nyawe kap, go nubdu ten, lo yeba odu chungne, ni lobe, ten dewar siyam, nyawe naro do yeba me toru kibbe, kunjosun, kajib du shubwale minne, kyabsun jowa tang, semjian pamji ki tundu sanje ki kumbang tabra siya, ti chedun gombo yeba me kumbar chanyam, Sim Jeba the Jackson Joa the Simji Jesus the Sanjay Chodan Sanjay Chodan Hodi Chonam La Sanju Badu Dani Jasuji Dagi Jinso Give Sonamji Jola Pencil Sanjay Lovershow Sanjay Chodan Hodi Shonam La Sanju Badu Dani Jasuji Dagi Jinso Give Sonamji Jola Pencil Sanjay Dogarasho Sanjay Shodan Hodi Shonam La Sanju Badu Dani Jasuji Dagi Jinso Give Sonamji Jola Pencil Sanjay Dogarasho.
So in this way that we take refuge and create the enlightenment mind. To think this place, or the place where one is staying, is not an ordinary place, but in full Buddha field of the Buddha Amitabha, the Sukhavati. Around you are lush green fields with the sparkling streams. Birds sing in the trees, whose leaves and flowers are made of precious gem, and you are cooled by gentle breeze, and oneself have to visualize into a deity's form, whichever deity. In this case, actually, more appropriate deity is the Avalokiteshvara, because the Buddha Amitabha is the guru or the owner of the race of the Avalokiteshvara is Buddha Amitabha. So one should visualize oneself as a full form of Avalokiteshvara, either like a four-arm form or thousand-arm form or whatever. Simple way, it is just a four-arm form, as clear as possible. And then in front of this, the jewel throne, and on the jewel throne has a pinky petal lotus, within which is a moon disc. On the moon disc, Buddha Amitabha, who is in human form with a red color, with one face, two hands. Two hands are in meditation posture, holding the begging bowl, which is filled with the nectar. And this Buddha Amitabha, one can visualize in two forms. Either renounced form means like with a shaved hand, shaved head, without any ornaments, with a three-piece of robe, as we normally have the Buddha Amitabha, completely renounced form. Another form is the Sambhogakaya form, which means also same red color with one face, two hands, but with long hair, and with the ornaments like crown, earrings, necklace, etc. In any case, both whichever form that you visualize, both are adorned with 32 signs and 80 qualities, and very clearly visible, but yet it is not solid like our body, which is made out of flesh and skin, etc., but it's all natural light. Colors and shapes very clearly visible, yet it is devoid of self-nature, just like the rainbows, or the reflection of the moon in the water, or the reflection in the mirrors, so that it does not appear normally. Appearance means something visible. Emptiness means something not visible, but here the appearance and the emptiness does not contradict. It is the emptiness because there's not a solid body, yet it is very clearly visible. So the without the contradiction of appearance and emptiness, so the non-dual of appearance and emptiness. So this you clearly visualize, and then in front of this you perform the, in order to accumulate the merits and in order to purify the negativities, that one perform the sevenfold prayer. And the sevenfold prayer that we normally recite in the Wang is not the same. This one is a sevenfold prayer according to the Arya Bhattacharya prayer. So the number one is prostrations. Prostration has three kinds of prostrations: physical prostrations, verbal prostrations, and mental prostrations. If we do one prostration to a Buddha, one can accumulate an enormous amount of merits. But if we multiply, after all, everything is mind. If our body is multiplied into millions, and then imagine that all are doing the prostrations, so not one Buddha, but the countless Buddhas, all the Buddhas that were past, present, future, and in every direction, then even just one frustration becomes a millions, and so that even in single moment one can accumulate enormous amount of merit. Then the verbal prostration means describing the great qualities of the Buddha, and then reciting with the melodies, in very sweet melodies, describing the qualities of the Buddha. Then mental prostration means that you imagine that a space of one atom, has as many Buddhas as atoms of this universe. That also, without any kind of in a very easy way. After all, everything is mind. So that in this way, that is the whole universe is filled with the Buddha. Then the second one is making offerings. The offerings has two kinds: the ordinary offerings, the offerings that which we have already arranged, and also many more offerings, such as like the flowers, incense, scented water, food, music, incense, etc. And so the many mentally created, as well as then the matchless offerings, which means like the offerings that are made by noble ones, great bodhisattvas. So like that kind also that we imagine, and then they are offered to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Then the third one is the confession. From the beginning of last time until now, due to defilements, the negative deeds that we committed through physically, verbally, and mentally, all with a full regret that we confess to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And then fourth one is rejoice. Rejoice all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas' activities, the beneficial activities for the sentient beings, as well as the Sarakas and Pradyaka Buddhas, ordinary sentient beings, including oneself, the whatever virtuous deeds that anyone performing, whether it's big or small, that we rejoice fully, which means we support fully, without any kind of competition or jealousy thought. And then the fifth one is request to turn the wheel of Dharma. Because Buddhas do not turn the wheel of Dharma unless they see they are worthy of receiving the precious teachings. Our Lord Buddha also, after attaining the enlightenment under the Bodhi tree, straightway he did not taught. He said, "I found the nectar, but I will not give it to anybody because nobody can, nobody will be able to comprehend its profound meanings." And so then after Lord Brahma offering the golden wheel with the thousand spokes to the Buddha and requested to turn the wheel of Dharma, and then turn the wheel of Dharma. So like that, here also that we request all the Buddhas who are not turning the wheel of Dharma to turn the wheel of Dharma for the sake of all sentient beings who are in the samsara experiencing great suffering. Then the sixth one is a request not to enter the nirvana. Although the Buddhas are totally free, and not only the Buddhas, even those who have already reached the beyond worldly level are totally free from birth and death and old age and sickness, etc. But for the eyes of the common beings, the Buddhas also show of entering into the Mahaparinirvana. And so therefore we need to request to the Buddhas never to enter into the Parinirvana and remain in the here for the sake of all sentient beings as many as the atoms of the eons to remain in here. And then the seventh one is to dedicate the merits by doing prostrations, making offerings, etc., through which one can earn an enormous amount of merits that while it is still fresh and while it is still not affected, that we dedicate to specific purpose. Purpose here is to attain the Buddhahood for all the sentient beings. And so when you dedicate, then it will never affect it, whatever opposition to it arise. And in fact, it will multiply all the time as we have assigned specific purpose. So with this visualization that you repeat after me this particular sevenfold prayer.
Rang yidam du gombar sumbe tuji shimbo yi ki kangsa gom dundu rumbu chi chi ipyama dan dawetang du nawataye kundo marwa shani shachi shani nyamshaki chakyatang dan hongsa di zikangwa nangba shakto zi jimbo chungu hargi nasada rumbu chi naso ji jimbo longzho dhugu chalu jen yangna namsa chukwe namu sumso chukwe chalu jen ji lungu dan chukwe chalu kangme cha Andare Niga, Chasambo, Sujutani, the Pesasambo Jesu Jason, Nala Razim, Melon Nangasuni, Nanga Jazunda, Vikasi, Super Samla, Yella Dimbadi, Gender, Namu Bagawate, Amide Bay, Shamdende, Isisheba, Chajumba, Yantavar, Zoba Sanji, Urbato Mabala. Satalo, Shodo, Kyosu, Divatamje, Sosu Sato, Sonam Tamjela, Jesu Yirango, Sangya Tamjela, Shujukolo, Korakulo, Nyangele, Mindawar, Sawadelso, Kevatawadi, Sangye, Pupada Mebe. Kovan Kabra Kyuzi Namu Bhagavate Amitebe Chamdende Tishinsheva Dajamba Yantavur Dova Sanje Vibhata Mebala Chatalo Shodo Kyosujo Divatamje Sosur Shaso Sonam Tamjela Jesu Yirango, Sangya Tamjela, Shujukolo, Korakulo, Nyangele, Mindawar, Soadevso, Gyatawati, Sangye, Hubat Mebe, Homa, Tavrachurji, Namu Bhagavate, Amidebe, Shamdende, Tishinsheva, Dajamba, Yantavar, Dova Sanje, Hubata Mevala, Chatalo, Shodo, Kyosu, Divatamje, Sosur Shaso, Sonam Tamjela, Jesu, Yirano, Sanje Tamjela, Chujukolo, Korakulo, Nyangele, Mindawar, So Anderson, Kyotawadi, Sanje, Hubada Mebe, Hovan, Hover Churuchi. Now the main part, first one needs to make the request to the Buddha Amitabha to purify all the obscurations and the non-virtuous deeds, and so that one will be able to born in the Sukhavati and receive the prophecy to attain the enlightenment. So now, as you requested, this particular practice is not just for sound, but through the breathing. So when you exhale, imagine that your mind, in the form of white light, passes from your heart out through your right nostril, and then enters through the left nostril of Amitabha and descends to his heart. Imagine that your mind is thus merged with the mind of the Buddha Amitabha. So the Buddha, it goes into the heart of the Buddha Amitabha, and the Buddha Amitabha's heart, although the Buddha Amitabha's body is all like a light rainbow, so it's not like our body. The shapes and colors are very clearly visible, yet it is all empty. So the inside body, there are no organs, just like balloon and empty. So, but at the level of the heart, where normally people have the heart, at that level has the seed syllable letter Shi on the moon disk. And so one's mind absorbs to it, so that one's own mind and Buddha Amitabha's primordial wisdom are completely merged together, just as like the water is mixed with the water. And then when you inhale, while inhaling, imagine that the white light issues from the heart of the Buddha Amitabha. Buddha Amitabha's heart has a seed syllable letter Shi. So from that letter Shi, white light issues, just like one light coming from another light, and comes out of his right nostril, and then enters through your left nostril, and is absorbed into your heart, so that your mind and the primordial wisdom of the Buddha Amitabha are also again merged together in this way also. So in this way, just like the turning the fireband, like that, one light going out and another light coming in. So in this way, going round and without, no need to count that this, but in this very, as you exhale and inhale, do the visualization of light going out and coming in. So now you should do this visualization. The conclusion is at the end of the session. Buddha Amitabha that you visualize in front of you has surrounded with many Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and lineage gurus. So the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas absorb through the lineage gurus, and the gurus absorb through the Buddha Amitabha. And then Buddha Amitabha, as you inhale, Buddha Amitabha also dissolves and absorbs through you, so that Buddhas, Guru, and one's own mind, three of them are completely blended together. And then oneself, now, in the visualizing oneself in the form of Buddha Amitabha, and then recite this mantra. And this mantra we recite, you repeat three times after me, and then afterwards recite one mala together. Subhajini tuin jagar sanje da sunsu samba no zaju ji lama la tim lama no sanje nawa thaye la tim u nangdu chuba da tuin nawa thaye yudu shun da la tim da ja yudu shun da sanje yi da rasun su yerme du jebe ngane gombo eva me ngar gomba sita wa shin de mi wa te de nga di jen de om Amitabha shi soha om Amitabha Shizoha, Om Amitabha, Shizoha, Om Amitabha Rizho, 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 Om Amitabha Om Amitabha Rizho, 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 and then afterwards that you repeat after, actually one needs to recite the full Ayabhatajara prayer, but that will take long time. So that we will recite here the shorter version of the Ayavadhara. Tenene juna sambo jebe melamba tesa majonam valam yandi dagi jindu jantenji do devarashu tani shive tuje kurbana Jiva Tamje Tani Sirsade Musum Nawataye tetone dewa chenji singdir rabdu jo terzone ne melam didajan hamje malu ngondu yurosho teda malu daga yonsu kan jiden sisi simjen pembriki kyawe kinguru sansin gawatir pembun tamba sindu zeleci natay kyawe ngusundu lungden bayan daga tedosho terni daga lungden rabtomne chuba mambo shawa chageyi loyi tovji chosu nasuyan Stemjan Namla, Hemba Mambuji, Dani Shue Tishi Kirvana, Jibatamja Dani Shirzade, Musu Mavatai Tedone, Dawajinji Sindhi Ravdujo, Tesone Nemelam Didajan, Tamja Malu Mundu Girojo, Tada Malu Dagi Yonsugan, Jiden Shizu Sumjan Hemberji, क्या है जिनको सांसिंग का वादर तेरे में तंबे सिंधु चले जे नौ थाई क्या है उनको सिंधु लूंदें बायां दागे थे तो शो तेरे दागे लूंदें रातों ने चुबा मंबे चावा चाहे लोई तो जी चोर नंग जो या संजय नंग लफ़ेमा मंबे जी आने शिवे तुझे किरवाना Jibatamja Dhani Shirzade Musa Navataya Tedane Devachinji Sinti Ravdujo Tesone Nimelam Didajan Tamja Malu Mundu Girojo Teda Malu Daga Yonsukan Jiden Shizu Sumjan Pemberji Gyaayakin Vursasin Gawadir Bema Tamba Sintu Zedeke Navataya Gyaayangwa Sundu Lungden Bayan Dagi Tadosho Derni Dagi Lungden Ravtumne Chuba Mamba Chiwa Chageyi Loi Dovji Shunshu Nungsuyang Simjian Namla Hemba Mamba Ji Then the Buddha Amitabha returns to the Buddha field and one's own forehead, throat, and heart have the three syllables of Om Ah Hum with the death distinct protected. And without the mind in scattering around, that with a strong intention or strong motivation to be born in the Sukhavati, that one should sleep. Mm-hmm. On your right side, your head pointing to the west, where the Sukhavati is. So at this time, that by offering the sevenfold prayers, that whatever negative deeds were purified, with a strong conviction that the negative deeds were purified, and one must give up the attachment to one's body, wealth, relatives, friends, because in any case one could not remain forever. One day we have to leave this world. At that time, whether you are attached or not, that one, you have to leave everything behind, so that there's no point in having strong attachment. And one must have the strong aspiration to be born in the Sukhavati time of death. And one should not have any fears to the samsara or the lower realms. And during the daytime, wherever one is, whatever work is doing, wherever one is going, one should think of it as a Sukhavati and never separate from the Buddha Amitabha. And whenever you go, that you think that you are going towards the Buddha Amitabha. Dandamu jebe rangla timbe sanje vame dewa jendu ishe kwa samu rangi tari nyinga namso oma ahung sumu gebe suni yi shendu mingirwa dewa jendu poe dimba 동해외岸的你老婆第一个是都是上面养了的木铺的地位方不是热不是的大本营世界彻底绿龙之大年度快要的气味对年份的价位现在他们就当大气味对电话前的专业的定在当快要的年送了民警被上班的马扎尔下你们老说不那个比较让他们就对杜边的电话前的行动是上了大部三级外面的门罩的公 Then now the fourth one is the benefit of doing this. By doing this way, that in this life also, one will not encounter any major sickness or the influence of the evil forces, etc. One will not encounter any major obstacles. And one will have a long life, and at the time of death, due to the blessings of the Amitabha, one will not encounter any severe suffering. And then without any fears of the Bardo state, just like the snakes changing their skin, that we change this body, and consciousness will be born miraculous birth in the lotus of the Sukhavati, and then one will be able to see the Buddha Amitabha in person and receive teachings directly. And once one is born in Sukhavati, such person will never fall into the lower realms, etc., that there are innumerable qualities that one will be able to enjoy in the Buddha field. So since these benefits are coming from the Buddha's own words in the sutras, authentic sutras, so therefore one will never fail to obtain such quality. So with this we conclude in today's teachings and do the dedication prayer.